Welcome to Just Being, the podcast on learning to just be your most authentic self while caring for these minds and bodies we call home.
Hello, beautiful beings, and thank you for joining us on our very first episode of Just Being. I cannot tell you how exciting this is, and more than a little bit scary. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Kirsty, and today we are here to tell you a little bit about who we are and why two girls from Surrey have decided to start a podcast.
So, who are we?
Kirsty, why don't you kick us off by telling our listeners a little bit about you?
Thanks, Nikki. So, I'm Kirsty. I turned 30 this year, and after living a life of wanderlust in my 20s, I'm starting to embrace this new, possibly more settled chapter in my life. I do love to explore and travel and go to new places and experience different cultures. Cambodia is one place my soul felt particularly at home in. I also take joy in the simple things in life. So give me a beautiful sunset or campfire and some home-cooked food, and some music, and I'm happy. I do my best to keep an attitude of gratitude as I wander through life. It's not always easy, but I find it is always worth it. And when I'm not chasing sunsets, I'm working part-time as a holistic therapist, which I really enjoy, and I also have a 9-to-5. So that's me in a nutshell. And what about you, Nikki?
Thanks. Yes, so as you've probably all realised, I'm Nikki. That's spelt with a double K and a double I. Very important information for you. I'm 32, which I do find mad. My brain still tells me I must be in my 20s. I currently live on my own, other than with my gorgeous dog. But very soon, I'm moving back to where I grew up, the beautiful Betchworth countryside, with my partner, which I'm so excited about, but does mean I'm ever so busy right now packing up my life into boxes. As I've mentioned, my sole housemate is my dog Baloo, and he is genuinely my best friend. Sorry, Kirsty. He's a husky Pomeranian cross and is named after the bear from the Jungle Book. He's full of character and always keeps me smiling, even on my greyer days. And I'm speaking to you from my bedroom, as otherwise he would be a third host of the show, as he loves to make noise and chat away whenever I'm on a call, which is great fun for work meetings. I love creating, but sadly lack any maestro level talents. But you can usually find me in an evening crafting, reading, or doing paint by numbers, a hobby I got a tad obsessed with during lockdown, but I'm now running out of walls to put them on, so I must stop soon. When it's a bit warmer than this, my happy place is being outside. So that can be camping, walking, or my favorite of all, swimming in the sea, or just being by the sea. Work-wise, I do a hybrid of digital marketing, events and design, which does allow me to use some of those creative juices day to day.
But why well-being?
So Kirsty, what gets you excited and out of bed on these increasingly cold UK mornings?
Well, without my positivity playlist first thing in the morning, I would find it hard to get up at all while it's this cold and dark. But when I do get going, I just love to learn. In particular, I'm fascinated by the mind-body-soul connection and how, with the right nutrition and environment, we can support our body's natural ability to heal. My own journey with this started back in 2012 when I was experiencing anxiety. I became aware of how my emotions and thoughts were manifesting as physical symptoms. And after many visits to the GP surgery, I decided to start to look into this more myself and to take responsibility for my own health and well-being. This led me to learn meditation and make some changes to my lifestyle, including taking a look at what I was feeding my body and my mind. And this really helped me. And since then, I've been on a path of self-discovery. I really believe we all have the power within us to transform our health and our lives if we take time to slow down and tune in to our inner knowing.
Yeah, that's so true. Spot on. And for me, this is largely due to my own experiences with mental health. So I was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder about 5 years ago. But I think it's always been there for as long as I can remember, even back into my childhood and when I was at school. But having an actual diagnosis made it something tangible to get my overly organized brain around. And that got me really interested in all things mental health related. It does blow my mind that there's so much less known about it than physical health, for something that impacts so many people. And according to Mind, 1 in 4 will experience a mental health issue each year in the UK alone, which is insanely high, and that wouldn't even include those who aren't aware or don't report it. So it is something we really need to be more aware of. But I am loving that in recent years, we're starting to see conversations and studies both around mental health and mental illness slowly start to increase, which is brilliant. After my diagnosis, I started the journey on working to become aware of my triggers and creating better coping strategies. So I've been through several rounds of cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and talk therapy. I read all the books and blogs I could get my hands on and started following people going through similar or having been through similar journeys. During that, I realized how strong the connection between mind and body is. So, an example, I've always had IBS. We're only on episode 1, and you might be thinking, too much information, Nikki, but there you go. I've been on a roller coaster of dietary restriction for years and years, almost as long as I can remember. But I stumbled across an amazing Instagram account called The Tummy Diaries and also her support group, You've Got This. And through that, I discovered this concept of the gut-brain axis, which in simple terms means if your brain isn't happy, your tummy won't be either, which just makes so much sense, but not something any GP has ever said to me. This totally changed my relationship with what I put into my body and also made me aware of the emotional triggers causing issues. I was starting to tune into the mental benefits of moving my body. So through yoga, walking, dancing, or even just those deliberate full body deep breaths.
So, why start a podcast?
So those of you listening might be wondering how the idea for us to start a podcast came into existence. This summer, I went through a breakup. It was all very civil and the best thing for both of us, but I suddenly found myself living alone for the first time ever, which for someone who has always struggled with alone time was absolutely terrifying. Kirsty, being the lovely person she is, messaged me all the time, and she started to regularly voice note me, which was amazing, as living and working from home during COVID times, it was sometimes the only way I'd hear another person's voice all day. Or even my own voice as I replied. And voice notes naturally became longer and longer and more frequent. And we realized we were going back and forth and how to stay mentally and emotionally well and the workings of the human mind far more than we were talking about our other personal life stuff.
Absolutely. We talk about this kind of thing all the time. So not only is it therapeutic and interesting for us, but if even one person listening to this finds any of the information or topics helpful, then that would be amazing. It was on a Friday lunchtime when we were getting particularly passionate about something well-being related, and we both had a thought at the same time, we should start a podcast. Then Nikki, being who she is, had come up with a list of potential podcast names and created us a show logo by the end of that day.
Yes, sorry about that. What can I say? I was a bit excited by the idea.
So here we are, and we've got some exciting, well, I think, content lined up for you. And we plan to be gracing your eardrums with our vocals every Thursday until you've had enough of us or we've had enough of each other.
Never.
You might be wondering how me and Kirsty met. It was actually about 5 or 6 years ago now, and we were working together in the same office on the same team on a help desk. And they used to send me regularly kind of shuffle around where everyone sat to change dynamics and make sure everyone knew each other well. And Kirsty ended up sitting opposite me. We'd been aware of each other before that point. I do remember thinking, she seems like a really nice person, but we'd never really spoken because we'd been opposite sides of the office. And we just immediately hit it off. And I think we bonded over our discomfort, dislike of small talk, and just wanting to get right down into the really deep and meaningful things of life, what we thought were deep and meaningful anyway. And ever since then, we've called each other soul twinnies, and it was obviously destined to be.
So, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy getting to know us a little bit. But if you want to know us even better, you can find us on social media. On Instagram, I'm Colour Me Happy, and that's two E's in me, as at the time I felt it looked like a smiley face. And you can find Kirsty at Hellista Kirsty. That's all one word with no C in the middle. We also have an Instagram for our show called Just Being underscore podcast, where we will share updates on upcoming episodes and little tips on what keeps us smiling, especially during these darker winter months.
We're just starting up, so it would mean the world to us if you could like this episode or the show. And if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear them. Just drop us a DM on our show Insta or email us at justbeing underscore podcast at hotmail.com. Goodbye, lovely listeners, and until next time, remember to just be.